Welcome back to Stories Telling Stories. It's now season 3, and we're coming hot off the tails of our most successful month and successful year to date. For some reason beyond my understanding, our season 1 holiday episode, A Peter Griffin Christmas, absolutely exploded this year, garnering hundreds of listens a day and helping bring our yearly count to almost 20,000 for 2019. Amazing. For everyone that checked us out and continues to support the podcast, all I can say is thank you. Looking ahead at what's to come in Season 3, we're going to do a deeper dive into video game stories, with selections from Skyrim and both new and old classics. We're also going to branch into some classic cinema and tie in more holiday-centric episodes. But we're not losing sight of our roots, as we're launching this season with another story from the inspirational source of this podcast. This is 100 Girls I'd Like to Pork from Throw Mama from the Train on Stories Telling Stories. As I've no doubt explained this film several times in this podcast, I'll spare you the specifics. Billy Crystal's Professor Donner is a community college instructor teaching a creative writing course. Of the colorful class of characters, one who always stood out to me was Mr. Pinsky, who notably produces a piece of literature for class, which amounts to a list of 100 girls he'd like to... This simple bit of fantasy spurs a lively debate in the class and, as we discover at the end of the movie, actually gets turned into a coffee table book, as Pinsky described. Will wonders never cease? For a film that came out in the 80s, will today's audience even recognize his choices? Is Mrs. Hazeltine so judgmental because she didn't make the list? And what did Professor Donner think of the published copy that eventually landed in his lap? This is Mr. Pinsky's 100 Girls I'd Like to Pork from Throw Mama from the Train on Stories Telling Stories. Hello, class. This is Creative Writing with Professor Donner, in case you were expecting to be someplace else. For those of you new faces, thank you for finally coming to class. I think you'll catch on fairly quickly how we operate. Does anyone have any news they'd like to share with the class before we get started?
Yes. I spoke with my son Dave over the holiday when his ship came into port. He informed me that the device the captain speaks through is called a ship line. He shared more submersible technology with me, so I wanted everyone to know I'll be revising my story to be more accurate and truthful.
Great. I look forward to it. Does anyone else have any news before we shift over to new work? No? Okay. In poring over last week's assignments, I'm impressed overall. Some really fine work being done here. And some questionable work. Like here, a real classic by Mr. Pinsky. It's entitled, 100 Girls I'd Like to Pork.
Pork?
100 Girls I'd Like to... Would you care to share this with the class, Mr. Pinsky?
Gladly. Chapter 1. Kathleen Turner. Born in 1954, Kathleen is an accomplished veteran of stage and screen, garnering 2 Golden Globes and an Academy Award nomination for the film Peggy Sue Got Married. While she garnered a bit of a reputation in the 80s as being difficult to work with, being labeled a certifiable diva by the New York Times, she refuted these claims as a double standard of Hollywood. If a man comes on set and says, "Here's how I see things being done," people go, "He's decisive." If a woman does it, they say, "Oh, fuck, there she goes." She's also a staunch supporter of Planned Parenthood, the Democratic Party, and works tirelessly to raise awareness for rheumatoid arthritis. Chapter 2. Sybil Shepherd. Sybil is an American actress best known for her roles in The Last Picture Show, The Heartbreak Kid, and Taxi Driver. She had rumored romantic ties to Elvis Presley, Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro, and her moonlighting co-star Bruce Willis. Sybil is an outspoken supporter of gay rights and abortion rights. She's also a financial backer of the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. She's been nominated for 4 Emmy Awards and won 3 Golden Globes. Chapter 3, Suzanne Pleshette. Suzanne, who rose to prominence in Rome Adventure and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, was an accomplished film and voice actor. When she began her career, the Boston Globe described her appearance and demeanor as sardonic and her voice as sultry. Her film and stage work was dwarfed by her television career, which spanned 1958 through the end of the century. She holds a rare honor of being a student of acclaimed acting instructor, Sanford Meisner.
This is all it is, class. Look, Chapter 4, The Girl in the Taco Commercial. Chapter 5, The Woman in 4B. Chapter 6, The Oriental Laker Girl. Just chapter after chapter. 100 chapters of this! Chapter 7, Chapter 8. Mr. Pinsky, this is not literature.
Well, you know, I would put in photographs, extend the brief character sketch, like a biography, and a nice dust jacket.
Mr. Pinsky, what is this?
It's literature. It's a fantasy. My fantasy. Like Melville, this is my great white whale.
It's whacking material.
Isn't that literature?
Mr. Pinsky, how do you associate Moby Dick to a list of women you'd like to have sex with?
I think it's very brave.
I think he's vulgar.
That's what they said about Twain.
That's what I'm saying about him.
I think you're vulgar.
I think you're a no-talent little shit.
Maybe I should change the title.
I like the title.
Oh, damn, that's the bell. Looks like we don't have time for those other 97 girls. Sorry, Pinsky. Okay, class, I'll see you next Wednesday. Good work today, and remember, a writer writes, always.
This has been Stories Telling Stories, a pop culture podcast produced in association with Seeing Red Productions and STS Media Group. Performed by a live studio audience at Milthouse Studios in Milton, Vermont. Casting around the globe to your frontal lobe, wherever podcasts are found. Be sure and like us on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates. You can support the show on Patreon for as little as $1 a month and help keep the lights on and the equipment running. I'm Mr. Pinsky, and until next time, stay whimsical.